This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Some of these feminine energy teachings, while they may be effective in very specific situations to get certain results, they can be very, very toxic. And that's what I'm going to talk about in this video. And I'm also going to talk about how you can navigate and sort of figure out for yourself whether or not a specific feminine energy teaching is actually going to help you embody your own natural feminine energy, or if it's going to push you further away and keep you in this toxic loop of wounded feminine energy. Hello, welcome back to the Thrive With Her podcast. Whether you're watching on YouTube or listening on the podcast, don't forget to subscribe and like for more content like this. Before we can understand specific feminine energy teachings, we have to understand feminine energy. If you are a feminine energy woman, feminine energy being, you already have the feminine energy. So there's nothing that you need to physically do to get that or activate it or get a hold of it. Now, sometimes we use these words just to kind of visually represent how certain things and certain activities help us be in our feminine energy a little bit easier. But you don't necessarily have to like turn on a switch. Most of the time, what you need to do is stop trying. Because feminine energy is the more passive, the more free-flowing energy, it's the opposite of structure. It's the opposite of doing. Feminine energy is all about being. And so if you're already a feminine energy being, there's really nothing you need to actively do except be able to kind of surrender and take the moment for what it is from a place of detachment. So some of these teachings say that you have to act in a type of way, dress in a certain type of way, talk in a certain type of way. And what it really all boils down to when you look through like the context of each specific situation, being in your feminine energy really just means being authentic and speaking what you want and feeling confident with yourself. So it really comes down to your self-image, because you don't need to talk in a certain type of way. You need to talk in the way that helps you communicate the most effectively, that helps you voice your desires in a way that resonates with the people that you're speaking to. So instead of speaking from a demanding, bossy place, you can speak from your place of true, authentic desire, and that will generally get a better reaction from the people that you're speaking to. So the feminine energy teachings that talk about like how you're supposed to talk and your tone of voice and all this stuff, those tips can be helpful for us to play around with and experiment. But the way that you're supposed to talk is the way that helps you resonate with the people that you're speaking to. Remember, feminine energy is the more nurturing energy. It focuses on connection. It focuses on the love, the being, and the rest. And so that is something that you need to find a way that works for you in order to communicate with the people around you. Some of the feminine energy teachings that talk about how you're supposed to dress, again, it's really subjective to you. So what is your version of femininity? This doesn't have to follow some kind of other role model. This doesn't have to be wearing dresses and jewelry and makeup. It is if that's how you feel the most feminine and authentic. Feminine doesn't mean pink, right? Masculine doesn't mean blue. Like, it's not so simple as like a color that you look at. It's very much nuanced and it's very much unique to the individual. So you could be wearing like construction clothing and feel so feminine and feel so authentic in that it really makes you feel like you're being your most authentic feminine self. And for someone else wearing the same outfit, that might make them feel very masculine, very inauthentic, not aligned to what truly makes them feel like they're creatively expressing yourself. Feminine energy is very creative. So you don't want to force creativity. You want to be creative and let your natural creativity come through. Just because that doesn't look the same as somebody else's creativity doesn't mean you're invalidated. It doesn't mean that it's wrong for you. It just means that you need to explore yourself a little bit more and gain that confidence within your own unique expression. So I like wearing dresses. Sometimes I like wearing baggy clothes. Sometimes I like wearing like baggy t-shirts. Like, it really just depends on the moment. But when I'm wearing a dress, I still feel the same amount of feminine energy that I feel when I'm wearing like baggier clothing or pajamas. You know, it doesn't matter how I style my hair, whether it's up in a bun or out and, you know, like how it is now, like down and curly. I still feel the same because it doesn't have anything to do with how you look. It has more to do with how you are embodying your own creative expression in that moment. Your own authentic, raw, unstructured, flowy energy that we all have, right? Whether you're mainly a feminine energy being like traditionally a woman or your more masculine energy being like traditionally a man, you still have feminine energy regardless of what you identify as or what your gender is. Like, you still have it. It's just how it expresses itself for you and how much you use it and embody it in your day-to-day life. So now let's talk about feminine energy in terms of relationships, because I feel like this is the most toxic teachings of them all. You know, dressing a certain type of way, speaking a certain type of way, while it may not be authentic, it's not the most damaging. But some of this relationship advice is extremely toxic. Some of these feminine energy teachings aren't actually feminine energy teachings. They're just, seductive teachings or manipulation tactics, which there is a time and place for everything. I'm not placing any judgment on this. I'm just telling you that you don't need to practice manipulation tactics in your relationship. Sometimes phrasing things a certain way, showing someone else grace, you know, instead of saying, oh, you have to do this, you can word it a little bit differently and say, you know, I'd love for this to happen. Is that something you can do? The way you phrase things in order to appeal to someone a little bit more instead of trying to force your desires on them, that is perfectly healthy and perfectly normal behavior. When we speak to people, we need to phrase things in a way that helps them understand how they can also benefit. We can't go around demanding things from others with no sort of reciprocation, because if everyone operated like that, nothing would really get done. Everybody would have their own selfish interests. So you do, to a certain extent, need to use a little bit of, I would say, more of persuasion versus manipulation. So when you're looking at these tactics, think about it. Okay, can this help me persuade someone to collaborate in both of our best interests in some way? Or is this me just trying to get what I want at the expense of their desires and what they want? Be very, very careful and look at everything with a grain of salt. Just because someone is saying on the internet, hey, I told him this and did this manipulation tactic, whatever, and it worked, and I have my dream guy, and like, yes, they possibly could have gotten that, but you don't know what the relationship is like. Because once you build a relationship based off of manipulation instead of persuasion and collaboration, then you are setting yourself up for failure because you're going to have to maintain those tactics or else the other person will lose interest because you lured them in using manipulation. So in order to keep them there, you have to continue to use manipulation. And this can get very, very tiring. Okay, this is not something that is easy to do all the time unless you're a psychopath or you just don't have emotions, right? But if you're an average person that like cares about people and cares about yourself, like it's a lot of work to put up this manipulative facade constantly to try to get some kind of result. And coming back to the basis of feminine energy, when you are acting in a certain type of way because you want to get an outcome, if you're actively manipulating someone or using a manipulation tactic in order to get something from someone, whether it's money, love, intimacy, support, whatever it may be, that is not feminine energy because you're literally doing something just for a result. Feminine energy is being, it's not doing. Now, where a lot of people misinterpret this, they think that, oh, okay, feminine energy means being, so therefore I can't physically do anything. No, no, no. This is where you get tripped up. Being in your feminine energy doesn't mean that you're not moving your body. It doesn't mean that you can't do anything. It means that what you are doing is for the purpose of being some type of way. It's for the purpose of nurturing relationships and connections. It's for the purposes of love, for the purposes of pleasure, fun. It's not for the purposes of getting a result or getting some kind of a commendation. That is, naturally speaking, masculine energy, because masculine energy is more about accomplishments and physical goals, structured, tangible outcomes, tangible results. And again, there's nothing wrong with masculine energy. When it's a time and place for getting results, activate that masculine energy, focus on the results. But understand what you're doing and understand that if you want to be in your feminine energy a majority of the time, you need to have a different perspective when it comes to doing things. There's a time and place for getting results, and there's a time and place for just being. So make sure that you have struck a balance that makes you feel good. Because whether you're a woman, a man, a they, them, whatever you identify as, like, there's gonna be a specific balance of masculine and feminine energy that's gonna make you feel the best and get you the best results with other people, relationships, your fashion sense, the way you speak, the way you creatively express yourself. It depends on the person. So you need to figure out what works for you. But when you're looking to other creators and looking into the feminine energy teachings and all this, make sure that you don't forget the true meaning of feminine energy, which is being creative, being nurturing, connecting, having fun, resting, self-care, play, all the things that we love to do. I encourage you to embrace the polarity in your life. Don't think that doing things or activating your masculine energy is going to tear you down, because doing things isn't bad. We live in a world of doing things. We wake up and we do something. If you had nothing to do all day, you'd be bored. I remember when I was younger, I would always tell my grandma, I'd be like, "Grandma, I'm bored." Every single day, I'd be bored because I had nothing to do. And she would always tell me I'm not allowed to be bored, which I thought is so funny. I still remember that to this day. Because it's true. You shouldn't be like bored if you don't want to be. There's times to be in a quiet space and not have distractions. But if you don't want to be bored, if you want something to do, you can do something. And that doesn't mean that you are not feminine, you're not embodying your feminine energy. That's not what that means. Okay, as long as you don't forget the root and the basis of it, you're not going to stray away just because you didn't follow specific techniques or you didn't do it in a certain way or you woke up and went to work today. Oh no, you're not feminine. Like, no, babe, like you can do all of these things and still be in your feminine energy. It's about energy. It's feminine energy, not feminine doing. So keep that in mind. I hope this video was helpful. Let me know in the comments if you have any requests for more content, okay? Don't forget to like, subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.